శివాయ పరమేశ్వరాయ శశిశేఖరాయ నమో
శివాయ పరమేశ్వరాయ శశిశేఖరాయ నమో
భవాయ గుణసంభవాయ శివతాండవాయ నమో
భవాయ గుణసంభవాయ శివతాండవాయ నమో
చంద్రశేఖరాయ నమో
శివాయ పరమేశ్వరాయ చంద్రశేఖరాయ నమో
భవాయ గుణసంభవాయ శివతాండవాయ నమో
భవాయ గుణసంభవాయ శివతాండవాయ నమో
శివాయ పరమేశ్వరాయ శశిశేఖరాయ నమో
శివాయ పరమేశ్వరాయ శశిశేఖరాయ నమో
భవాయ గుణసంభవాయ శివతాండవాయ నమో
భవాయ గుణసంభవాయ శివతాండవాయ నమో
విష్ణు గురుర్దేవో మహేశ్వర ಗುರುರೇವ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿದ್ವರಂ ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ವಾಸುದೇವೇಂದ್ರಯೋಗೇಂದ್ರಂ ನತ್ವಾ ಜ್ಞಾನಪ್ರದಂ ಗುರುಂ ಮುಮುಚ್ಚೂನಾಂ ಹಿತಾರ್ಥಾಯ ತತ್ವಬೋಧೋವದೀಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಆತ್ಮಕ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಮಿನಿಟ್ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಸರೀರ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಸರೀರ್ ಕಾರಣ ಸರೀರಾತ್ ವ್ಯತಿರಿಕ್ತ ಆತ್ಮ ಅನದರ್ ವೇ ಪಂಚಕೋಶಾತೀತ ಸನ್ ಆತ್ಮ. ಥರ್ಡ್ ವೇ ಅವಸ್ಥಾತ್ರಯ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಆತ್ಮನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ರೀಚ್ ದೇರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ವೆರಿಫೈ ವೆದರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರೀಚ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ನೋ ದ ಎಸೆನ್ಸಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಸಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್? ವೆನ್ ಯು ರೀಚ್ ದೇರ್ ಸತ್ ಚಿತ್ ಆನಂದ ಸ್ವರೂಪ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್. ನಾವು ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರ? ಪಂಚೀಕೃತ ತೈ ಕೃತಂ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಂಚಮಹಾಭೂತ. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪಂಚಮಹಾಭೂತ? ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಲೇಟರ್. ಪಂಚೀಕೃತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸಿಫೈಡ್. ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮುಲಾ ಬೈ ವಿಚ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗ್ರಾಸಿಫೈಡ್. ಪಂಚೀಕೃತ್ ಪಂಚಮಹಾಭೂತೈ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಾಜ್? ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಂಚ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಎಫಿಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಕಾಜ್? ಹೌ ಡಿಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಬೌಟ್? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕಾಜ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್? ಸತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಜನ್ಯಂ. ಎಫಿಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಕಾಜ್ ಸತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಜನ್ಯಂ. ಸತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಕರ್ಮ. ಸಮ್ ಪ್ರಾರಬ್ಧ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ ಪ್ರಾರಬ್ಧ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್. ಸತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಜನ್ಯಂ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್? ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಭೋಗ ಆಯತನಂ. ಆಯತನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಅಬೋಡ್. ಲೈಕ್ ವೆನ್ ದ ಶಾಪ್ ಈಸ್ ಓಪನ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ದೇರ್. ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೇಲ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ಲಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ದೆನ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಆನ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಪರ್ಸೀವಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಭೋಗಾಯತನಂ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್? ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್. ಅಸ್ತಿ, ಜಾಯತೆ, ವರ್ಧತೆ, ವಿಪರೀಣಮತೆ, ಅಪಚೀಯತೆ, ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಕರ್ವ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಅಸ್ತಿ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಬರ್ತ್, ಜಾಯತೆ, ವರ್ಧತೆ, ವಿಪರೀಣಮತೆ 25 to 40. ದೆನ್ ಅಪಚೀಯತೆ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಎಸನ್ ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ ಖತಂ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರ. ನೌ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರ. ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರಂ ಕಿಂ ಅಪಂಚೀಕೃತ ಪಂಚಮಹಾಭೂತೈ ಕೃತಂ ಸತ್ಕರ್ಮಜನ್ಯಂ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖಾದಿ ಭೋಗ ಸಾಧನಂ ಪಂಚ ಜ್ಞಾನೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾನಿ ಪಂಚ ಕರ್ಮೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾನಿ ಪಂಚ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದಯ ಮನಶ್ಚೈಕಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಶ್ಚೈಕಾ ಏವಂ ಸಪ್ತದಶ ಕಲಾಭಿಃ ಸಹ ಯತ್ ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ತತ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರಂ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಾಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರ? ಅಪಂಚೀಕೃತ ಪಂಚಮಹಾಭೂತ. In sthul sarir, it was panchikrit. Apanchikrit means? Non-grossified. In subtle form. We call it tanmatra, tatmatra. Tanmatra means tatmatra. What gross elements we see now is the grossified. The space, the air, the fire, the earth, water, what we see now, it is grossified form. The pre-stage of this grossified form is subtle form. Subtle form means which you cannot perceive by your organs of perception. That is why it is called subtle. So anything which is made of subtle is also subtle. Can you perceive the sushma sarir? No. Why? Because the raw material is sushma. Raw material is subtle. Since the raw material is subtle, the product is also subtle, we can't see. So whatever is made of this subtle five element, those 17 items, five Gyanendriya, five Karmendriya, Panch Prana, Man and Buddhi, we cannot perceive those 17 items with these organs of perception. And who is giving sentiency to this? These are all inert matter. Panchikrit Pancha Mahabhut or Apanchikrit Pancha Mahabhut, Pancha Mahabhut is inert. Who is giving sentiency to this? Sakshi is giving sentiency to this. Very good. Then what is the efficient cause of this subtle body? Again, Satkarma Janyam. Satkarma Janyam means it is because of our karma. Our karma means we have done many, many karma. And out of that total karma, some portion is fructified, ready to give fruits. That is called prarabdha. For that prarabdha, we have got this body. Each person has got different prarabdha. Each person's subtle body is different. Why different? Prarabdha different. Sat karma janyam. Then, what is its function? Sukh, dukh, adi, bhog, sadhanam. It is means. Other one was ayatanam. In the sthul sarir, we found it. It is ayatanam, is abode. And now, in the sushma sarir, it is said bhog, sadhanam. Sukh, dukh, adi, bhog, sadhanam. We experience sukh and dukh. Where do we experience sukh and dukh? In mind. Mind is a part of sukshma sarir. Sukh dukkhadi bhog sadhanam. And what are the 17 items? 17 items are 5 Jnanendriya, 5 Karmendriya, Panch Prana, Mana and Buddhi. What is this Jnanendriya? This Jnanendriya is not being talked about these golaks, these apertures. It's not meant this eye, this ear, not the physical. It is inner, the power of vision, power of hearing, power of tasting, power of smelling, power of touching. It is the power. It is not the physical which we see in the gross body. In the dead body, you will find these eyes, ears, and everything is intact. But something has gone out of that body. These 17 items go out. So these 17 items are subtle. Why subtle? Because made of subtle elements. And these are the power, inner power. Five Karmendriya means faculty of action, not these hand and legs. The power by which these hands are able to grasp. The faculty of organs of action. Five prana, they govern our energy system. They give us power. Mind is seat of emotion. And Buddhi is nischayatmika buddhi. When we discriminate and decide, it is buddhi. Subtle body is also known as the linga sarira. Linga sarira means When the subtle body is there, then the all activities are continuously going on. In the night, what happens? Mind and intellect is no more there. They are merged in the deep sleep. Subtle body is not there, so the gross body is also not functioning. So the activity, when the activity is not there, we say this person is dead. But in nature, we find many things like plants, dragonfly, frogs. In winter, they are no more active. But they are not dead. All the trees look like dead in winter, as if there is no life in them. But the moment spring comes, they are again alive. Insects, everything you will find have come back. That means the subtle body in them was in frozen state at that time. And when the spring comes, they become again active. This is, he said, tat yat tishtiti tat sukshma shariram. If you remember the word in the sthul sharir definition, it was said, etat sthul shariram. Etat, this is, because this is perceived, etat. Now, the Bhashyakar has not used the word etat. He said tat. Etat means this, tat means that which you cannot see. Why you can't see? Because it is subtle. So it is referred here as tat. That tat is sukshma shariram. Now try to compare sthula sharira and sukshma sharira. Sthula sharira is panchikrita pancha mahabhutai kritam. Sukshma sharira is apanchikrita pancha mahabhutai kritam. Then comes, what is the efficient cause? Material causes, apanchikrit and panchikrit. Then the next is, what is the efficient cause? For both satkarma janyam, prarabdha, prarabdha. Good. And function, gross body, bhoga ayatanam. And sukshma sharir, bhoga sadhanam. Comparative study we are doing. And modification, asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apachyate, vinasyatiti, in case of sthula sarira. In the case of sukshma sarira, we have got thousands of vrittis in mind. So many vrittis are coming, continuously coming. And what are its components? Components are physical body, hand, legs, trunk. And what is the component of sukshma sarira? 17 items. One thing you will find, you note it here, Shankaracharya has not written vinasyatiti in sukshma sarira. In gross body, he has written the word vinasyatiti. It dies. That we see, we cremate gross body. But what about the subtle body? You can't cremate, it has gone out. So, the subtle body is not dead. No asti jayate also said there. No viparinamate, apachiyate, nothing is said there. That means this subtle body is coming from anadikal. Beginningless time, the same body is coming one after another body takes. We are doing lot of things for the comfort of this body. What have we done to purify this subtle body which is going from one body to another body? Have we done anything for this? Nothing. So this is the comparative statement we have seen. Man, who am I? I am different from gross body and subtle body. In subtle body, all vrittis come. Vrittis, thought. How they come? I see a tree. Is that not trees going inside my mind? What goes inside? A thought only goes. Only a thought goes inside. And that thought is illumined by consciousness, sakshi. Illuminator is one and vrittis are many, continuously changing, modifying, 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 changing, and the illuminator is always one. Sakshi is not changing, experiencer is not changing, the experienced, they go on changing continuously. And this illuminator, the Sakshi, we cannot verbalize, we cannot define. We can only indicate through different ways. Sthula, Sushma, Karan, Sarira, Vyatirikta. Even the Satchit Ananda also, when you reach there is no Satchit Ananda there. Just for our understanding, it is Sat, Chit and Ananda. In comparison to the world, we call it Satchit Ananda. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, we say. But when you reach that state, nothing is there. So long we are awake, the mind is there, vrittis are there. So the world means mind is world. When we are in the deep sleep, is there world there? No, there is no world. The world is there when the mind is there. Patanjali says, Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Stop this vritti and you are there. This is Patanjali says. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Raman Maharshi says, find out whether the mind is there or not. If you do the inquiry, you will find there is no mind. Manasam Tukim Margane Krite Naiva Manasam. Find out whether there is a mind or not. And he has given the inquiry how to do it. And when you do the inquiry, you will really come to know there is no mind. That is how the Raman Maharshi says, you can falsify, negate your mind. But what Vedanta says, mind, no mind, I don't mind. Mind, no mind, I don't mind. Just see the parade of these thoughts, vritti. What is mind? Mind is flow of thought. Well, see this drama, that's all. You become a sakshi. Sakshi of the all thoughts you become, that's all. You have to only this much. And if you can do it, that is freedom of mind. At this point of time, we are slave of mind. But once you come to know these things, you are free. Then you see the witness, that's all. A sukha vritti has come, a dukha vritti has come. It's a drama, it's only a vritti. And all vrittis are continuously changing. And the illuminator is one. There is no modification, there is no change in that illuminator. Now we come to, Shankaracharya takes up, out of the 17 items, he will take up 5 Jnanendriya and 5 Karmendriya now. He will take up Pancha Prana, Mana Buddhi later on. So first we will take up 5 Jnanendriya and 5 Karmendriya. So what are those Jnanendriya? It is said, Srotram, Twak, Chachuhu, Rasana, Granam, Iti Pancha Jnanendriyani, Srotrasya Digadevata, Tacho Vayuhu, Chachusa Suryaha, Rasnaya Varunaha, Granasya Asvinau, Iti Jnanendriya Devataha, Srotrasya Visaya Sabda Grahanam, Tvacho Visaya Sparsa Grahanam, Chachuso Visaya Rupa Grahanam, Rasanaya Visaya Rasa Grahanam, Granasya Visaya Gandha Grahanam Iti. So five Gyanendriyas, so five Gyanendriyas we have already seen. Those are eyes, ears, nose, tongue, touch. Five Gyanendriyas. And those Gyanendriyas are subtle. Subtle means they are inner, and they are the power of vision, power of hearing. All those things are Gyanendriya. And they are governed by deities. So Gyanendriya, five Gyanendriya, ears, skin, eyes, tongue, taste. Verify with your definition. Is there the sixth one there? No, five. And where are these? Name of the organs? We call it Adhyatmik. It is in our body, Adhyatmik. Then they are governed by devatas. Different devatas are there. I will tell you what is the meaning of devata. Presiding deity for ears is Digdevata, for skin is Vayu, for eyes is Surya, for tongue is Varuna, for nose is Aswini Kumaras. These are Adhidaivik, Adhyatmik, inside our body, governing entities, Adhidaivik, and the object perceived, Adhibhautik. Ears, sound, skin, touch, eyes, forms and color, tongue, taste, nose, smell. We say na Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti three times. Those three represents Adhidaivik, Bhautik, Adhyatmik. So this is Adhidaivik, Adhibhautik, Adhyatmik. What is the purpose of devatas? They have got three functions. First, they pack and unpack the faculties while leaving a body and when coming to the next body. So while leaving, they will pack all the indriyas. And when they go to another body, they will open their counter there. The first function of the devata is they will do the packing and unpacking. Apachiyate vanishyatiti. Apachiyate means they will start collecting. And then they will leave and go into the another body and they will open their counter there again. The first function of devata is packing and unpacking. Since these all Gyanendriyas are made of subtle element which is inert, these devatas being sentient entity, they give sentiency to these organs of perception. Indriyas are inert. Who is giving sentiency? Devatas are giving sentiency to these Gyanendriyas. Second function. And third function, they witness the function of the indriyas and record their action. Whatever you do, they record it. Why devatas are needed? It is said in our scripture, Ishwar is one. Don't get confused. Ishwar is one. But to assist that Ishwar, we have got many devatas. Like president and prime minister in the government is one, the supreme authority. And below that, we have got many ministers. Health minister, education minister, water minister, and pipe minister, and defense minister. Different type of ministers. Similarly, the Ishwar is one. And these are the devatas. They assist. They look after the different departments. They have been given power by whom? By that Ishwar. Power flows from that Ishwar to different devatas and they function according to whatever power is given. Like we do na, if you want Vidya, we go to Saraswati. But if you want wealth, money, do you go to Saraswati? No. You have to go to Lakshmiji. different department. Saraswati ji
cannot give you Lakshmi, Lakshmi ji cannot give you Vidya,
department. But if you pray to them according to their set of rules, worship them, they are bound to give you that result. Saraswati ji is bound to give you Vidya if you do the puja according to the rules and regulations. Ask Saraswati ji, can you give me mukti? Can Saraswati ji give you mukti? Can Lakshmi ji give you mukti? No, that is not under her power. She can only give you Vidya. So these devatas, they have got the limited authority, and according to their authority, they will give you result. And when they pack, now in the human birth, you will find you have got 5 Gyanendriya. Suppose, according to your vasana, you wanted to become tree, you were so tamasic, you never wanted to move. You became a tree, no movement. What will happen? So out of 5 Gyanendriya, only 1 Gyanendriya will express there. 4 will remain dormant. In the tree, you will find only the touch is there. So according to the body you order, according to your vasana, you will get a body. In the nature, you will find different types of body expressing 1 organs of perception, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is our organs of perception. And then what is organs of action? 5 organs of action. Those are, Shankaracharya ji says, vak, pani, pada, payu, upasthani iti, panchakarmendriyani, vacho devata vannihi, hastayor indraha, padayor vishnuhu, पायोर मृत्युः उपस्थस्य प्रजापतिः इति कर्मेन्द्रिय देवताः वाचो विषय भाषणम् पान्योर विषय वस्तु ग्रहणम् पादयोर विषय गमनम् पायोर विषय मलत्यागः उपस्थस्य विषय आनंद इति. So here in this chart you will find now name of the organs, karmendriya. So in adhyatmic you will find the tongue, hands, legs, anus and genitals. The tongue, who is the presiding deity? Agni. Presiding deity of hands? Indra. Presiding deity of leg? Vishnu. Presiding deity of anus is Mrityu. And genitals? Prajapatihi. And what are their function? Functions are tongue, speech, hands, grasping objects, legs, locomotion, anus, elimination of waste, and genitals, procreation. So, adhyatmik, adhidaivik. It is difficult sometimes to correlate. Sometimes we can correlate, like why Agni is devata. The Mahatma says the speech, sometimes we say fiery speech. Or when you speak something which you don't like, or if you hear something which you don't like, your body also gets heated up when you get excited. Agni. Hands, Indra. Indra is devta for grasping. Padayo Vishnu. Perhaps, I am not sure. Vishnu is devta of path. That is why we touch feet. Why we have got the custom of touching the feet of elders. Padayo Vishnu. Vishnu is there. Anus, Mrityu, elimination of waste. And genitals, procreation. So, adhyatmik, adhidaivik and Adi Bhautik, we have seen in Gyanendriya and Karmendriya. Next is the Karan Sarir. Karan Sarir, we will take on our next session. Guruji has written about the Sthul Sarir, very nicely has written, knowing that I am different from the body, I need not neglect the body. Body should not be neglected. I am different from the body. It is a vehicle that we use to transact with the world. Bhogayatanam. It is a temple which houses the pure self within. Atman is inside. Pure self is it is temple. It should therefore be kept clean and fit for use. It should be kept clean and fit for use. Without getting too attached to it. Without getting too attached. We are all too attached to our body. Or falsely identifying with it. We are also too much identified with this body. Regarding the Satkarma Janyam, Guruji says, with the prominence of the merits, we gain heavenly body. We have seen many times. If you do the Punya Karma, you go to the higher lok. If you do the Papa Karma, you go to the lower lok. But when the Papa and Punya are equal, then you get this human body. With the demerits, an animal or the lower body, and with the balance of both, we get a human body. In both the higher and the lower bodies, our merits and demerits are exhausted with no new ones being formed. Can you tell me why? Because you have got no freedom of action in the upper and the lower loka. It is all bhogabhumi, just to exhaust your pap and punya. You have done punya, go to the swarga loka, enjoy there. But there you can't do any new karma. You have to come back. Chine punya martaloke visanti, you have to come back. Pap karma you have done, go to the lower yoni, exhaust your pap, again evolve from there. Only in the human birth, you have got the right to action. Karmanne vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Lord has said, you have got the freedom of action. Freedom of action means, do whatever you like. Lord will not come and object. You are telling lie, you should not speak. You should always speak truth. No, Lord is not going to come and say, you should always speak truth. No. Whatever you want to do in the human birth, you can do it. In the human body, we can harvest rich crop of merit and demerit through our actions. Each one's action differ, therefore our subtle bodies are also different. Why subtle bodies are different? Because prarabdha is different. Why prarabdha is different? Because our actions are different. Each person's actions are different, so prarabdha is different. So if the prarabdha is different, the subtle bodies are different. But each body, each subtle body has to experience merits and demerits. Now we will do Karan Sarira in our next session, which will be in the month of September when we restart. 13th is our graduation ceremony, no class. And after that, combined session till August, September, we will start again and see the karma. We have seen the sthula sarir, we have seen the sukshma sarir, and out of the sukshma sarir, 17 items, we have seen how many items? 10 items. How many remain? What are those?
Pancha prana, mana, and mana.
Very good. You are attentive. Thank you. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti.